Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Therapy Radio. Greetings, my fellow travelers. And my name is Nicole Tomasini, and today we are talking about who's your counsel. This topic was inspired by the wonderful people at the Psychic Fair in Manchester, New Hampshire, run by Andrea Clem. And turn to the stars. It's a wonderful journey up into the North world. And these people have become like a family to me in just two sightings. But it's amazing how when you speak the same language and you're doing the same thing and you're in the same vibration, you find each other. All these people have been working together for quite some time, and there is a general consensus of energy there. And it's such a beautiful thing. Such wonderful connections. So, your tribe can show up anywhere and in any shape and form, and if you're just open to it. So, we're going to talk about who's your counsel. And where they are and how to find them and how to have a lovely conversation with them and open the bridge between this world and other worlds and also this world and other people that are in this world and are connected to other things out of this world. It's a big community. It's us, all the humans running around, and all our peoples too. So it's wonderful to give spirit therapy sessions to people who are light workers because they already know so much about what's talking to them and the lingo, which it's not just words thrown around. It's concepts and understandings about spirit guides and energies and chakras. So it's a great pleasure to me to work with people who already know what's going on. But it's also a pleasure to introduce people to what's been going on this whole time, and they had no idea. Your spirit guides know exactly who you are, whether your entire lifetime you ever tap into them or not. They're here. They're working with you. They are working for you. They are protecting you. How do you think more people don't get hit by trucks and buses and fall off whatever's because they're guided and they have angels. Everybody has angels. So they know who you are. Do you know who they are? And now is a perfect time to go in and look, especially during this last half of Mercury retrograde. It's a good time for going within and exploring the void. So let's get into it here. You don't have to know their names. A lot of times you don't. And sometimes they talk in groups. So do you need to go, okay, and your name is, hello, nice to meet you. And your name is, nice to meet you. No, it's a vibration. So if you've been listening to yourself and having conversations with yourself, and if you've cleared the way in your head with not too much chitter-chatter going on, too much worry, too much fear, once you get to a nice place where all of that stuff is manageable, then there's plenty of room to connect in with your spirit guides. So they can be anybody. They can be guides from a past life. It can be your family members who have passed, friends, mentors, teachers that are here, anybody. So I'll name a few of the ones that I work with and see if that triggers something in you. Let's start with one of the most obvious and most tapped into, Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael was introduced to me fully. Well, first of all, you know, you don't have to directly talk to them to know that they're around you. There are signs. They give you plenty of signs. So Archangel Michael has been around me my whole life, apparently, because I've been surrounded by Michaels. Four of them in my grade school class out of 21 kids. That's a high ratio. I married a Michael, divorced him, but still, lots of Michaels. One of my favorite teachers is a Michael. So, okay, you kind of have to look at it and go, what's going on here? And I took a rising star initiation many years ago with Anthony Citro here in New York City. And he led us through this wonderful ritual of getting in touch with your higher spirit guide. And then standing up after this meditation and feeling your angel in a hug and in a dance. And so you stand up and you have already envisioned through the meditation this entity. And so I went with Archangel Michael and we had a lovely dance. I'll never forget it. And I asked him, why would I marry a Michael that apparently is not all about love and light? Is he one of yours? And his answer was, not every Michael is part of the Michael vibration. So there are imposters out there. And the way that you can tell the difference, whether they're human beings or spirits, is the vibration of them. And the vibration of Archangel Michael is always the same. To me, he doesn't talk very much. When he does, he talks in very short sentences, just like the one that I told you. But he's more visual to me. When I call, I see him there with his beautiful white wings, and he comes with his sword of light and cuts all ties and all ropes and any energies that are unnecessary. He does this sort of Yoda flipping dance all around and clears the whole thing. And he'll even wrap his wings around you. I know that might sound a little, airy-fairy, but guess what? Can we just like relax and talk about what it is? Because that's what it is, whether we can see it or not. So the wrapping, if you need some love, if you want some comforting and some love, ask Archangel Michael or any of the archangels that you connect in with to wrap their loving wings around you. It's a wonderful feeling. So that's one of them. Also, one of the women that works at the psychic fair in Manchester, Cheryl Camo, we've had her on the Consciousness Shift. She works with Melchizedek and the Metatron stream of light. And I've been doing her... a participant in her healings. And so you can really feel those guys. Those feel more like professors to me. And especially during one of these healings, even remotely, you can feel the counsel and you can ask them all kinds of questions. So that's a really interesting one because, you know, Metatron, Melchizedek, Thoth, Enoch, all these guys are kind of in the same line. So you can find out a lot about them. I could do a whole show on it, so I'm just going to keep moving. Jesus, all-time favorite. He's very personable and always available to talk to you, whether you are a Christian or not. Whether you go to church or not, Jesus is kind of like our pal. I mean, that's why we have all these, dogma has, you know, your best friend Jesus on the dashboard, because he really is. He's really very much like us, understands so much about who we are and what we're going through. So I think he's one of the easiest ones to talk to and get a response. And we have to follow our intuition with this. And we have to have a little trust and a little faith in ourselves, especially if we've been doing this work and have cleared the way for the council. What talks through you? You can tell the difference when it's not you and it doesn't sound like you. And of course, it's going to come through your own brain and everything is through your mind's eye. But strengthening that lens is so paramount. It's so where the greatest movies on earth happen. So that's one thing a lot of people do. If you're a visual person, you can close your eyes, go into a quiet meditation, and then picture a movie screen in your mind, a blank movie screen, and try it out by projecting different images onto the movie screen in your brain. And then you can start to ask for guides or visions or anything that you're looking to understand and receive can be projected onto your now made movie screen in your head. So that's also a wonderful way to find your counsel. You can also do automatic writing. It's a great way to get in touch and hear what your guides are saying. Just pick up a pen. Sometimes I kind of do a running start and I'll ask a question or I'll say something and then let them take it away. It takes a little bit of practice like anything else, but you know, because they talk differently from you do. They use different, grammar is not such a big thing in the spirit world. So it can take some interpretation and understanding, but they will answer you. Yeah. The Palladians are a great one. They love to talk, in my experience, through automatic writing. Check it out. Just go, hello, Palladians. I hear that you like to channel and talk through people. So go ahead. I have some questions. Or I just want to hear what you have to say and see what comes out. Yeah, it's a refining like anything else. So I'm being guided to reiterate and make clear that the clearing of your mind and the clearing of the worries and the fears of the day or life is very important, because without that, the messages get garbled and you're interjecting your own thoughts into it. And anything that sounds negative or reprimanding or badgering is not your counsel. They will never talk to you that way. Never. Actually, at the fair, I had a reading with Ma Cherie Chappelle. You should look her up. She is really something else. It's like going to the Oracle in the Matrix. And she tapped right into my father, who talks to me often. And I said something, and as soon as I said it, I was like, oh, she goes, your father wants to correct you. And he did. And I felt that child, you know, being reprimanded by their parents. I was like, oh, I just got scolded by my father. I forgot how that felt. But it wasn't, you know, you're wrong or anything. He chose to make a correction. But I could feel the energy that is him. And so, you know, I came up with all the other things like father, daughter, blah, 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 which was really great because it was so powerful and I had kind of forgotten that side of him. So, you know, family members, people, actual people that you know are going to talk to you the way they talk on the other side. So, you know, when I say that your counsel will never reprimand you, your spirit angel counsel will never reprimand you, but your people here that have been here, you know, who knows where they are in the spirit world. And, you know, sometimes you got to say something a little harsh sometimes for us to get the message. We can be kind of dense. So, yeah. So just to start it out, there's a few ways of how to talk to your counsel. I'm going to take my little break right here. I found this beautiful song. Talk about when you get in touch with spirit and the counsel, it more and more constantly, they talk to you and present you with things, and you think things, and you look up, and it's like an answer. And so I thought, well, I don't have a whole lot of time. I just got back from Boston. I wonder what the song's going to be. And I said in my head, Spirit, go ahead. I'm going to turn on Pandora. Let's see. Maybe you'll give it to me the first song. Well, they did. First song, Jack White. It's called Never Far Away. Enjoy, and I will see you in 3.5 minutes. Perfect. Never far away. Because they're not. Their counsel's never far away. Whether they're in the spirit or in the flesh, there's always somebody for everybody. And Jack picks up a good point there. Is I'll see you in my dreams. I forgot to write that as one of the ways to get in touch with your counsel. You can ask before you go to sleep. I would like to talk to my guides. You can talk to someone specific. And something will happen, and then write down whatever you remember. I've been having this fight with myself about, you know, why don't I just wake up and write down whatever I remember, even if it's just, you know, there were three bread rolls and a big French fry. Like, just write that down. But I couldn't see the point, so I didn't do it. But I realize now that those little things, they're either premonitions of things. I mean, the three rolls happened and the big French fry happened. So, but I also see it as abundance and three different types of nourishments, you know, bread and one perfect French fry. Such a random thing. But my point is, write down the random things, because first of all, they're amusing when you go back to read them. But one of the great symbols that spirit uses is symbolism in dreams. We only see things from our three-dimensional perspective, you know, places that are comfort and survival and protection look like houses and, you know, enclosed spaces or people that we know and people walk. I mean, maybe you can fly, but most people aren't having dreams where we're all hanging out underwater. But if you do have a dream where you're hanging out underwater, that's definitely trying to tell you something, because spirit knows that you don't live underwater. So if they're sending you a dream that is something extreme like that, then they're really trying to tell you something. So I suggest take my advice and just write it down. Convince yourself somehow. I mean, you're not going to do it unless you think there's a reason. You're not never going to do it because somebody else tells you to do it, and only that reason. So, but the dream state, anything can happen, and all bets are off. And a lot of us are astral projecting and going to different places, different realms, different multiverses of the universe. So, and once you start paying attention, something in you clicks and everything knows you're paying attention. So more comes. And the more you practice it, just like anything else, third dimension rules apply when traversing the multiverse. You have to practice and exercise those muscles. I mean, I had a wonderful epiphany. Andrea Clem mentioned that the 31st, yesterday, was an epiphany day for everybody. It's a day where people go, aha, I got it. And my aha moment was a friend asked how to get in touch with her spirit guides and how to see them and talk to them. And so we went into her room, which is a very powerful place. I can feel that it's chock full of her guides. And so I went through and we found her guides. And you know that they're yours because they resonate with you. They make your heart sing. They make you feel joyful. You feel like you found a long-lost friend. And so we went through. We used tarot cards. And just for pictures and for feelings of like who they were. And it was so clear and so wonderful, and I could see so clearly. So much that my third eye afterwards, it didn't hurt, but it was felt like it had had quite a workout, you know, like when you're dancing all night and you feel great, but you're sweaty and your legs are sore. So that's when you know you're really working it out and that it's really real. I mean, I think that's the best thing that I can possibly say about the spirit world and your counsel and all the help and protection that you have around you is that it's really real. They've been telling you all kinds of things, but this is where your power lies because it's so much. Everything is energy. So you have these energy entities that are coming to you and are helping you and can do so much for you and can really talk to you. I mean, it is not a closed circuit, and we are not using Morse code, you know, dot, 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 dash, dot. It's not that complicated. Gia is in the chat room, and she wrote, I just want to know that I'm doing, that I just want to make sure that I'm on track. I think I am, and it's wonderful. Such a great statement, because if it feels wonderful, then you are absolutely on track. And you may or may not have evidence, but you do have evidence. Why? Because doors aren't being slammed in your face constantly. That doesn't feel good. If that were happening, then it wouldn't be wonderful. So if you think you are and it feels good, then you are. And then you're in stage two, which is strengthening your trust and understanding and your knowing. Knowing that they're here to work with you. Knowing that you're working on talking to them and listening to them and incorporating them into the way that you make decisions and move about the world. And that alone, that decision, raises your vibration so that, because we have to meet them halfway. So when we raise, then there's so much more. You know, we're not just watching sitcoms with 19,000 commercials and laugh tracks in between. You know, it becomes a lecture where you're really downloading information. So that's a great reason. I mean, isn't that awesome? So, and lest we forget the non-people guides and counsel, which are the animals, be they in the flesh or energetically, your own animals that you've had. Sit down and have a conversation. If you live with an animal, they will look at you. You know they're listening. And it's a wonderful way to tune in with their vibration and to see, you know, I know you don't understand my words, but you're all about vibration. So let me see what my words do to your vibration and see how, you know, do you twitch your eyebrow? How do you feel? Do you give me your belly? You know, you can see how your words make a difference with them. And some of us also have dragons and unicorns and anything, giant squid, that are also our spirit guides and can talk to us. So, I mean, I have a couple of dragons and they're fantastic. And the more that you work with the animals, because animals, you know, they come when you call. They're connected with you. They're only coming because they dig you and they feel you. Otherwise, they're like, I don't know what this woman's talking about. You know, she's not talking vibrationally. So if animals, owls, anything are coming to you, then they're part of it. And also the animals that we see around, if you stop and really take a second, if you see like a bird that lands right near you or even an insect, a dragonfly, and just stop and see if you can hear anything that they're saying to you. You may or may not. I don't a lot, but I feel the vibration. There's like no words, but I do feel like there's a connection there. And trees. One of my psychology professors always said, you know, go out and talk to the trees. They'd be more than happy to talk to you. They're just standing there waiting for you to strike up a conversation. So check out a tree. Try out a tree. Have you talked to a tree today? Yeah. And so before we go, my daughter's advices, essential oil pick of the week. It's actually an incense, which also comes in oil form, is kaifi. That's if you're feeling the vibration of what's it called? Egypt. Or Greek or Roman, it is, real quick, fragrance of the gods. In order to preserve a future memory, the gods of ancient Egypt gifted us our first experience in elusive remembrance, the scent of kaifi. It's the oldest recipe in aromatic blending, and it allows your future to manifest within your mind's eye, burned for the pharaoh's delight, and to evoke your sensual empathy. It reveals the spiritual essence of daily transformation in the relationship between land and sky. I mean, how perfect is that for getting in touch with your spirit guides? But Gwen has lots of oils at daughtersofisis.com. She'd be more than happy. Give her a call. You can ask her what will be good for you to find your spirit guides. And you can find me on spirittherapynyc.com for a spirit therapy session. We also have a psychic reader there and an intuitive drawer. So have a great week, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Blessings to all of you, and cheers to all of you at Turn to the Stars Holistic Fair in Manchester. And we will see you again next week. Peace and love, everybody. Have a great time with yourselves. Good night.